it started. Time to get it started.
Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and this is episode 52 of the Christian Hip Hop Now podcast. So yes, we made it to 52. This is a wonderful time. I want to celebrate it with you by continuing to do what I do best, and that's continue to give you great content. So this week we're going to talk a little bit about Devon Franklin and Megan Good, and how Devon Franklin encourages his wife to do sex scenes. We're also going to talk about, I want to touch a little bit about the impact of Jordan Lucas and the impact that he had in our scene. And did we actually have an impact with him? We also going to cover just man, we got a jam-packed show. Don't go nowhere. I want you to kind of just sit back and enjoy the ride of the Lucky Murray podcast. I have Errol Allen. Good morning. I believe that's how you say his name. So we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little Megan Good, Christian Hip Hop Now.
I woke up like a morning, the sun is still shining, and it's shining bright today. It's the heat of the moment, and I'm feeling good today. I can smile if I want it. Yesterday was another day, but today I'ma own it.
I woke up like a morning, the sun is still shining, and it's shining bright today. It's the sun is still shining, and it's shining bright today. It's the heat of the moment, and I'm feeling good today. I can smile if I want it. Yesterday was another day, but today I'ma own it. And I've been feeling good. It's about time that I let it go. Told misunderstood, it ain't easy, I already know. Told her that it should. This song gon' be on the radio. Wishing that it would. If it happened, you know.
Yeah, we blessed forever, I'ma get it, and you know that. Told my mama that we gonna get it, I can't hold back. God told me in order to get them dreams, I had to focus. Why y'all think I wake up all excited like good morning?
I woke
good
up
morning.
Like a morning, the sun is still shining, and it's shining bright today. It's the heat of the moment, and I'm feeling good today. I can smile if I want it. Yesterday was another day, but today I'ma own it.
I woke up like a morning.
Yeah, I'm coming with the good news. Throwing hate up in it is a choice, you just choose to. Dealing with the pressure on my shoulders, what I'm used to. Glad I went through hell like I did, cause it was useful. Never been the type to loaf around and make excuses. I remember days when I was tired, I had to do shit. Never took me serious, I was always being goofy. Going back to back, I swear to God, it's getting spooky.
Good morning by Errol Allen. And please forgive me if I'm saying your name wrong, brother. Please, I'm butchering it, but I don't have a pronunciation. But you hear the music, you hear the background, you know what time it is. It's been 52 weeks of this. You already know what time it is. It's CHH Now. And I did a video because one of two things. One, I'm trying to expand my reach a little bit. I'm trying to get more into gospel and more Christian content versus just doing CHH. Now, CHH is going to be my main topic I talk about. But what I'm seeing is that my CHH audience do follow and listen to gospel music. So why not do both? because at the end of the day, it's all God's people. But Megan Good, which is the wife of Devon Franklin, said something very interesting on a D.L. Hughley show a few days ago. I did a CHH Today video on my YouTube channel. Please go check it out. And I talk about how it talks about, excuse me, not I, but the video speaks about how Megan Good does not go to church because she feels uncomfortable, because church people are not the nicest. And I'm paraphrasing it here for a second. And D.L. Hughley asked her a question like, what do your husband think about you doing sex scenes? She says, my husband not only likes that I do them, he encourages them. And I took a step back. I did a video. I didn't go right into detail because I feel like I just wanted to present the conversation. But with a few days to think about what I truly want to do and want to think about, it's very simple. It's very tricky when you are calling yourself a minister, calling yourself, you know, a pastor or these different things, and you have this platform and your significant other is doing things that's contrary to what you are presenting in the public eye. Now, I don't follow Devon Franklin and his teaching and his preaching. You know, my wife's a big fan of his, with Tory Robinson, Roberts, excuse me, I think Tory Roberts. He's connected with T.D. Jakes. And I'm not the biggest T.D. Jakes fan. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not saying that the man is not a man of God, but his style of preaching, I've never been a fan of. Before I was saved and now after I'm saved, I can appreciate what he does. But Devon Franklin, he's a producer. He's a Hollywood producer. He just produced the movie Breakthrough. It was a story that had about the boy that was stuck in the lake. And, you know, try to find God and all the good things. I believe it's doing really well in the box office. It's a huge market for Christian movies and Christian content. I get that. But when your wife is actively doing sex scenes, one of my subscribers, Cal Manning, shout out to Cal. A lot of times I don't agree with Cal, and sometimes I do. And he made a good point, so I agree with a lot of things he said. The way he said it, I probably didn't agree with the way he said it, but the way he was saying, I agree with. It's like when you do these sex scenes, it's adultery, pretty much. And there's no way you can tell me that when you sit down and you got this man kissing up on you, you know, y'all are, you know, he's in between your legs, he's touching all on you, and you're not thinking anything more than just, this is work. I compare it to, like, look, why don't you then do adult movies? It's not really a whole lot of difference, because a man commit adultery in his mind. It starts off in his mind, then it goes elsewhere. So I felt like if you can tell a lot about a man by looking at his wife. And I don't know if... My thing is what Megan Good. You shouldn't care about what your husband think of you, but you should care about what God think of you. You should align what you're doing to the Holy Scriptures. Now, if she thinks that this is okay, amen, you can't knock that. But you then cannot get mad when other people see fault at that. And you have to defend yourself. Because if you strongly believe in something that much, defend it. Continue to do it. But know that it's going to be some backlash for it. And not all church folks are hypocritical. There are some, but church hurt is real. And that's one thing that Megan Good said is totally, totally true. Church hurt is real. But I think the way she went about it, and I said this in the video and I say it now, I don't think that you have that conversation on the D.L. Hughley show, because D.L. Hughley is not a Christian. And his worldview is not a Christian worldview, a godly worldview, to make sense of it. So I believe that because of the love of Christ, it should not allow you to continue to do sex scenes, continue to simulate sex, if it's not going to be your husband. That's like a married man watching any type of, you know, I can't watch a sex scene because of way it makes takes me mentally. Like, I'm mentally thinking about this man's wife. I can't watch it. So I'm curious, you know, just to see what is going to be next for this. Because clearly you need to be a part of a flock. A lot of people do feel a certain type of way between Megan Good and Devon Franklin. And I don't necessarily have anything bad to say, but I don't think it's a great look to say that you don't go to church because of people are negative. That's everywhere. There's no church that's perfect, but just pray that God would lead you to a church that fits you and your husband, you know, because, hey, if you're a first lady, you got to be at church. I'm sorry. But that's just my two cents on this. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about just Jonah Lucas and Bizzle. I think that I got some more to talk about this. Bridgewater, Level Up, CHH Now.
We going to another level. Yeah. Hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah. Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah. We make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
MJ from the key. Big smoke for the team. Roadblocks in the way. Running through them, no screens. We muscle through the opposition. For every time I see the lost provision, I give them a praise dance with the ribbons. Winning, 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 winning. Grace the light of men forever. Heaven's royal diet. Him, I find new life in him. The one who died and rose to life again. Woo! Been through highs and lows. Had my fears exposed. Woo! Still surviving, still I rise. Maya Angelou. Have to learn if I'ma follow him, then I'ma get my all no matter who approves. Opposition is my ammunition. I'ma speak the mountains till they move. This for the overcomers, raising sons and daughters, working extra hours, praying early morning, grinding for the come up, giving all and nothing. It's not
enough. Going to another level. Yeah, hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yeah, Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah, we make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
Yeah, level up. Yeah, level up. You say the greatest views come after the hardest climbs. Level up. I'm trying to be the father and the man that I have never seen. Feel like someone should have left the manual or a magazine. Struggle with the only enemy that I intend to be. I would go back, but me and destiny got better chemistry. Had to learn whatever you believe become your legacy. So either be a part of that decay or be the remedy. You could doubt the man, but you should never doubt the God in me. I serve a God who after what I am like an apostrophe. So trust me, I can see it from the price scan. It costs a lot to live a life with low standards. They scared to take the jump cause they can't stick the landing. Giving up but not the option, you accept a challenge. Yo, hop on the TZ Del Camino. Yo, Black 22s on Black Lorenzo. Yeah, we make them boys move out the way though. Talking about my mom's, yeah.
That I'm going to make my enemies look like insects. Faith growing like interest. This is good soil, you should invest. You can throw them rocks and stones, but they ain't even make an ending. You can throw me in the fire, I just make it better like incense. My intent, intense, level up inches. Got me imprint when I was down. Instantly made it way, invent thought. In this love here, super humbling. Like when I lose, I still win, win. When my situation looking troubling, I just watch it come through again, yeah. This is God, you know Moses with the rod. You know David and Goliath, you know 300 squad. Make the impossible possible, mathematician with the yards, yo. He deserve an applause, yo. Hit the devil with a pause, yo. Move me up next to Mars, yo. Now I'm dancing with the stars, yo.
With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics and personalized flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save and share, tap the plus button and add them to private or public collections. It's that simple, people. Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com. That's FLIPBOARD.com. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get Christian Hip Hop Now off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really, really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The reason why I personally like Anchor is because, like I said, I have a weekly podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now, and it has allowed me to not only distribute my podcast for free, but it's a great place to host my podcast. And I know that if I don't have the money, because it's free, my podcast will still be on all these wonderful platforms. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to inform you that we have a new change in the name of the show. No longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, we changed the name to Christian Hip Hop Now. This is a new platform, not only as a podcast, but a new blog site for Christian Hip Hop. So no longer called the Lucky Murray Podcast, the new show is called Christian Hip Hop Now. This is still a show about Christian Hip Hop, current events, sports, plus interviews with artists. Christian Hip Hop Now is on 8 platforms, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. Again, it's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. Check out Christian Hip Hop Now. Yes, sir.
Go. Time to get it started. 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 Right now.
Time to get it started. What's going on, family? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And yes, I'm doing a concert locally in my area, July 20th, 2019. It's going to be at the Yacht Center Performing Arts. Not arena. The Performing Arts Center. I said center. The Yacht Center Performing Arts facility. It's going to be in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. So if you're anywhere close by Greenville, South Carolina, please come up. It's going to be a great time. I got myself. I got 2 other local artists that's going to rock the stage. And it's going to be dumb. It's going to be crazy. If you love what I do on Christian Hip Hop Now, if you love what I do on The Morning Vibes, hey, you will love my live performances, because not only do you get music, you get comedy. You get me, man. But when we come back, and that's a little PSA for my concert. But when we come back, after Xavier Sorrow, Thank God Too, I want to talk about Jordan Lucas and Bizzle. I want to talk about that little real quick, because I still feel like there's a bigger issue that we haven't addressed yet. So, and then, who knows? Hey, I might get into some sports, man. So, hey, Xavier Sorrow, Thank God, featuring Joey Vantez, Ruslan, CHH Now.
See, I don't think you care to listen. till I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They can quiet down when the music loud, yeah. I'm a hustle, I made my mama proud. Every blessing, yeah, y'all gotta thank God, thank God, thank God. Oh, yeah. Don't let the lights and smoke for you. I was out working on it, no, yeah. Put in the OT like a joy, yeah. Ay. The block hard with my knees first, it's all God, yeah. Took over in 16 and by 17 I took off. Full flight and we getting it, look at God, no sweating it. Labels low-key checking in, but I make enough, I ain't dead in it, nah, yeah. I put the work in his hand, yeah. I started flipping the pan, yeah, yeah. Was doing show for my fan, yeah, yeah. I just got booked for Japan, yeah. Ay. There's no take backs, thank God for this playback, yeah. Playbacks, all true facts and that recipe to build true stat. I know that it's due to you, yeah. I will stay true to you, yeah. So my soul for loot, yeah. I got the master's pool, I didn't lie. I'm about to make my move, royal line. I bet they wish they know I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They can quiet down when the music loud, yeah. I'm a hustle, I made my mama proud. Every blessing, yeah, y'all gotta thank God, thank God, thank God.
Thank God, thank God,
thank God.
They ask me questions, I answer with why.
Why's that?
I do not play games, I crush like AI. Maybe this is not real, it's more like AI. I ain't never lie.
Yeah.
Some of them clinic that hurting me.
Yeah.
Been making bracelets like Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle.
That was the year we killed NECA, man.
NECA.
Before then it was uncertainty.
Yeah.
I almost quit maybe seven times. But the Lord, he gave me seven lives. I never came to be lukewarm. Rather than people be edified.
Yeah. They got me twisted in backwards. Thinking it's just about rap words. Better than slow down, know your role. And maybe you ask first, all they talk about is practice.
What's that?
I'm thinking, how about you match this? Every day I show up, show up. Push, push, throw up, show up. Thank God I said it. Never fell off and stayed authentic. Never compromised in the middle of the lies to the end of my demise. You know I get it.
So you don't have to make the mistakes that I made. You can learn from mine and go about
it. I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that.
Hold up, let me talk real quick. Dapped in black, black on black on black.
Black on black.
Yo, white line, call that Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Sound like Jaja Binks, dissing me so trash.
Flow
just like a time machine, boy, I bring it back. Singing out a rapper, but I'm rapping if you gotta be for me to flow. Any pattern I go, any pattern I go, comma, humma, I'ma go. These are the moves that I'm making, I'm waking up people who sleeping for real. I reckon you reckon metal records, I'm reckon up checks to the rail. That's who I fail, switch it out like Nintendo. Pay my dues, got red though. Popping off coke and Mentos. Enemies under my 10 toes, you keeping up with the tempo. I don't mess with no fake bros. Rappers want my cheat codes. Reflex, but okay though. I thank God like I made it. I hit the crew, we made it. Love or hate, you can debate it. Be hit hard like a headache. Snap like Thanos and Menace. Had to go back and forth tennis. Boy, I just got started. Hold up, let me finish.
I was a ghost in your madhouse. Only echo my views from a distance. See, I don't think you care to listen. Until I came up with that vision. Haters talk a lot, they be running their mouth. They can quiet down.
Yes, that was Xavier Sorrow, Thank God 2, featuring Joey Vontaze and Ruslan. Ruslan is stated to drop another Indy Jones 3 project. But here at Christian Hip Hop Now, Lecky Murray still hasn't really gotten over the fact that I'm kind of in the minority with this whole Bizzle and Jonah Lucas situation. Excuse me, I'm so passionate, I am moving my microphone. But here's the thing, guys. Jonah Lucas, his thing, his stick is to have shock value when it comes to his music. Okay, I'm not racist. That's the one big joint last year that he had that I didn't even know who Jonah Lucas was. I just seen this white dude rapping to his verse. I'm like, oh Lord, here's another white rapper. So I realized that it was a video and a conversation. He put out the conversation, Devil's Working. Basically, he talks to God in his conversation. And at the end of the song, he said, look, this is the devil's work. You know, and Bizzle responded by coming in by on the perspective of God. And a lot of people was like, yo, this is dope because, you know, Bizzle is coming at Jordan Lucas like Job. Come on, man. First of all, Jordan Lucas is not Job. God doesn't handle everybody who questioned him or is in a state of, oh, man, like what's going on? Like Job. Now, I was listening to this podcast and it talked about the same conversation. And they were like, look, you can say what you got to say, but wishing people that was dead alive and wish people that alive that's dead, you know, that's kind of almost sect religion almost. And I can kind of agree to that. I don't condone people like, yo, instead of him dying, he should die. And God, you making a mistake, which people feel that way. People feel like God makes mistakes that are not inside the faith, you know. And there's some people that are inside the faith that do think that God makes mistakes. So I think the biggest thing that we need to get from this is two things. I believe that this record, the Response Records, really, really, like, the CHH community loved it. They felt as though as that this was a response that needed to happen. My thing is this. I would have loved it if it would have got the attention of the mainstream audience. Now, sure, some people who feel like Jordan Lucas who listen to the Bizzle record, where they feel like, oh, man, like I'm getting my answers needed. Man, yeah, I believe so. I believe that Bizzle has did that part. I believe that people will find this powerful, of course, because God's name being mentioned in it. But two things that I think you got to be careful. One, playing God, figuring out what God's going to say to certain people, and just attacking without the love factor. Now, I'm not saying Bizzle did say, you know, at the beginning, yo, you know, I'm going through the same thing I'm going through. You know, he kind of affirmed him at the beginning and then proceeded to be Biz. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't reach us, Jordan Lucas, is this a success? Now, listen to me really, really closely with what I say here. Jordan Lucas is in a box that a lot of artists can't get into. Have the respect of the hip hop community because of his lyricism, his content, his delivery, and also just overall, he's respected as an MC, right? So Bizzle, who made his name known for just going after certain cats. If Bizzle doesn't gain the attention, he has done that before. Same Love response. DJ Vlad interviewed him. A lot of other people interviewed him about the actual thing. He got the response and the mainstream media caught on to it. Same thing when he went after Jay-Z a few years back when he was starting his career. He has done it when he went after somebody, mainstream took notice. When I first started to really kind of know Christian hip hop a little bit, my cousin, who's not a believer, was like, yo, bro, have you heard of Bizzle? So people in the outside world know who Bizzle is. I just feel like that record did more for CHH than it did for the mainstream. A lot of Christian hip hop fans love the record. And from a Christian hip hop standpoint, I love the record too. I think it was a pretty dope record, you know, as far as a response, as far as what I think it should have done, I thought it kind of fell flat on its face. And you have a week later, you know, you have all these streams, all these views on this page, but you don't have that conversation of, hey, look, there are hurting people here in this area that needs God, that needs answers, and they need much more than us just saying, yo, just, you know, shut up, believe God is true. And if you don't believe in God is true, you're kind of crazy. Which I kind of think that we need to have a lot more grace in anything, man. So that's my two cents on it, man. I'm pretty much done with this. It's old. I still want to talk about it because it's fascinating. But a lot of people in the CHH community are like, yo, that was dope. But I just think that record just got circulated. CHH, not the mainstream. But when we come back, let's talk a little bit sports. Warriors. Link of the Boss, bless you. CHH now.
Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need a flag, Scott on my side, you know I'm blessed. I don't have nothing to prove, impossible for me to lose, yeah. I do not have any chains, I left all my sin in the tomb, yeah. It's funny how some of my ops now wanna be part of my crew, yeah. They say only some get the dub, I wanna be one of the few. I do it new, I wake up, I hustle, I work. I'm in the booth or I'm in church, yeah, yeah. There's one place I find in my words, when I'm seeking thy kingdom first, yeah, yeah. They said I had so much to learn, but now they would pay for a verse, yeah, yeah. Don't think that my hustle will stop, it ends when I'm dead in a hearse, yeah, yeah. I had to go off, one song, you know why they call me the boss. Straight to dignity wherever I walk, I spit the heat and I serve it with sauce. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. I do not have to pretend, won't sell my soul for a fan, yeah, don't need approval of man, on the solid rock I stand, yeah, God, he got me in his hands, I'm just trusting in his plan, yeah, I set it off with a bang, suddenly they wanna hang, what? I make goals and get up and grind, they wanna know if I'm signed, yeah, yeah, I came to get all that's mine, flex on the devil and shine, yeah, yeah. Things of heaven on my mind, unafraid of aiming high. Said I couldn't rhyme, now they surprised. I'm in my prime, stop me, they try. To everybody who doubted me, I'm so glad I didn't stop. I've been cooking up some fire, I'm Minio, coming in hot. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed. Got no regrets, devil no threat, free from the dead. No need to flex, God on my side, you know I'm blessed.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music reviewed? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And yes, this is Christian Hip Hop Now, where we talk about Christian hip hop news, we talk about current event, we talk about Christian news, and we talk about sports a little bit. You know why? Because I'm a sports fan, and that's what I do. But some new releases that are coming out before we get into, I want to get into the Warriors. I think the last topic I want to talk about is the Warriors. And I want to kind of, I like Steph Curry. But we're going to talk about that next segment after the song. But What? Here's one thing I wanted to kind of say, man. We got some new releases. Andy Mineo dropped Keeping It Moving featuring Governor B. Governor B. And then Andy Mineo actually has a podcast. And next week, I'm going to kind of come maybe two of the episodes just talking about different aspects that he put up there that I want to kind of say. Reconcile is revealing Streets Don't Love You 2 release date, track listing, and pre-order. Hey man, if you follow Reconcile, you know what you're gonna get. You're gonna get some gritty music. Like I said before, he has no features on here. He has 18 tracks of him just being him, which is crazy. So it's gonna be on platforms June 28th. So pre-order start now. So go pre-order that thing. Support that man. And also, I got a mixtape coming out. Yes, I got a mixtape coming out, but it's not ready yet. Social Club Misfits got a project that's dropping. SO announced his Shine EP with a music video. Ruslan, like I said, got Indy Jones 3. And shout out to Dylan Chase, man. He has number one song with Crowder, I believe that's what it is. Dylan Chase has a number one record. I think it is with Crowder. If it's not with Crowder, I'm wrong. Please comment below if you're on some type of device that you could comment on. But like I said, that's gonna be good, man. That's gonna be good. So when we come back, man, we're gonna talk a little bit about the Warriors and how I think Steph Curry is awesome because he's a Carolina boy. Because I think that us Carolina, you know, South from North Carolina, I think we have a special bond because living in the Carolinas is pretty much the same unless you're in the northern part of North Carolina. I don't know. But this is Jalen Ashan, Little Things, man. We come back. Warriors, CHH now.
Besties, sweeter than some Nestle. Yo. Think that we just missed.
Don't hesitate.
No need for filters. No. All we need is real love. All we need is near us.
Yeah, yeah.
Little mama, just slide. Hit the passenger side. We can coast through the night.
Okay.
The stars, they tell you how beautiful you are. Hope when you look at your scars, they tell you that you're a work of art. Don't forget the little things, yeah. 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 Don't forget the little things, yeah.
Can you picture me and you seaside? Tryna move lil' shawty to the east side. Tryna make a baby mama out of bride. Told her that she all I need in my life. I'ma tell you that you're beautiful my often. So every time you see your mirror, you see your shine, you see your glow, you see your mind. This world is cold, I know, I know. But mama told us it'll be okay. Papa told me keep the faith. Grandma told me get the paper. Stat that you like Frito-Lay. I'm just tryna lead the way. I'm just tryna lead the way. Baby, you should see your face. What's gorgeous thing I seen today?
Oh, when you look at the stars, they tell you how beautiful you are. Oh, when you look at your scars, they tell you that you're a work of art. Don't forget the little things, yeah. 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 Yeah, don't forget the little things, yeah.
Don't hesitate.
Jalen Ashawn. Little Things. And like I said before, I promised you, I want to say the best of last. I want to talk a little bit about the Golden State Warriors. And you may be like, Lucky, you're a fanboy. You like the Golden State? Yeah, I like the Golden State Warriors. They're not my favorite team. My favorite team is the Charlotte Hornets, which we do not. We're a mess. I'm not even going to lie to you. I don't know what we're going to do with Kemba Walker. The team's not really that exciting. The only person that's worthy to watch is Kemba, and he might leave in free agency. We're going to have to pay him the max contract, and there's nobody that's coming to his defense. But I like greatness. One of my favorite teams back in the late 90s was the Chicago Bulls. I knew the whole lineup of the Chicago 1997, 98 Chicago Bulls. I knew the whole lineup from start to finish. I knew everybody on there. I even knew, like, I still remember some of them, like Will Perdue, Scott Burrell, Ronnie Brown, Tony Kukoc, Luke Longley. And I knew the start lineup. The start lineup is Luke Longley, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, Ron Harper, and you had Jordan and Ron Harper play the point. But this particular Warriors team, the one thing I can say one thing about them, and the thing that I'm going to say about them is resilience, right? You may say, Lucky, what does that have to do with anything that we're talking about now? Well, here's the thing. When your best player, which you can argue who's the best player for the Warriors, Kevin Durant or Steph Curry. So when your best player goes down, right? You're trying to look at, okay, man, what are we going to do? Who are we going to look at? And not a lot of teams have a three-time NBA MVP. The first time ever there was a unanimous MVP. You have two other Hall of Famers. So this team going to have four Hall of Famers when it all said and done. Draymond Green is going to be a Hall of Fame. Klay Thompson is going to be a Hall of Famer. Steph is going to be a Hall of Famer. And you're going to have Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant joined a 73-9 team. When he goes down, you rise to the occasion, not only beating one of the top foes that people like, yo, they have no chance, blah, 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 this and that. They're not going to do it. They're like, okay, we'll show you. They haven't lost since Kevin Durant went down. And I don't think Kevin Durant's coming back for the remainder of the playoffs. So what does that mean? That means that you got to tighten up your bootstraps, keep it moving. And you got to learn how to win. And you got to learn how to win without anybody in your way. Like, adversity, here's the funny thing about adversity, people. Adversity comes, and the greatest of people can not only adapt to adversity, but use it to their advantage to continue to move their agenda forward. Like, everybody goes through this adversity. I'm doing this concert right now. I'm building this concert up, and I'm selling tickets. I'm like, wow, this is hard. But anything in life is not easy at all. Matter of fact, you are going to grind. You're going to continue to bust your tail. You're going to continue to do different things for the sake of pushing past adversity. There's nothing in this life that is comfortable. Everything is hard. So the one thing that I'm impressed about the Warriors is their demeanor to continue to move forward. And they're not bashing Kevin Durant. At least not publicly. You feel me? Like, they could be like, yo, we don't need him no way. He's a bum. Like, nah, they said we need him to win the NBA championship. Matter of fact, I don't think they need him to win the NBA championship. Now, are they a better team without him? They're different, right? But they get it done. And the thing that I'm excited about this postseason is the story is redemption, right? They lost in 16 against the Cavaliers. I watched every game of that finals. That was probably one of the best finals I've ever seen. And I typically don't watch it a basketball game. If it's a game, I watch it. If it's not a game, I probably watch second half, maybe fourth quarter. I watched from start to finish. Every game. They could have won that game. This could have been their fourth. This could have been actually their fifth title. Bro, if they could have won five rings in a row, they're already at four. If they win this year, they'll be four. And I think that next year, they probably going to go for the fifth one. Now, after that year, I don't know if I think they got a 2 to 3 more year window of winning. Unless they can figure out a way to beef up their bench. And, you know, that's really stopping them. But shout out to the Warriors, man. Shout out to Steph Curry. He's a huge CHH fan. He's a huge CHH fan. So he shout out Lecrae, shout out Bizzle all the time. And I think that's something that we need to do. So, hey, man, I think that's a good thing. When we come back, man, we're going to have your lucky charm of the week, man. We got King Alico with A. Yeah, A. Christian Hip Hop Now.
Coming straight out the woods like I'm an official. Hey, hey, hey. They try to throw dirt on my name, but I'm too official. Yeah, hey, straight out the nine, you know I'ma shine on still in my city. Hey, yeah, shout out the remainders, we might just be nameless, but bumping the gear. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finessing and flexing the blessings, you know how we do it. Hey, hey, hey. But not to boast in myself, I just be showing what he doing. Yeah, hey, yeah. I just say thank you sometimes when he know what he doing. Hey, yeah, hey. Whole team ain't good, everybody doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I rarely react to my problems, I rock, I look it. I'm loved by the father, Akuna Matata, I know that he weak.
Yeah, yeah.
Haters, they stay at my neck, just like a hit.
Ay, yeah,
ay. But like living since 1997, it ain't no big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember trying to make a band, but not like this. I'm talking rats, no Serena or Venus, no tennis.
Yeah,
ay, yeah. I really came out the harder way, I was pitching a penis. Fell out, but I got right back in position. High haters, hell, oh, did you miss me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Count your blessings, stay progressing.
Hey, hey, hey.
Never let that paper stress you.
Yeah, hey.
Hold it together when you under pressure.
Hey, yeah.
God first said that he's special.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you gotta blame me, I seen it, I know what he did.
Hey, 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 hey.
And no, you cannot unconvince me, I know what it is.
Yeah, yeah,
and how many times I gotta remind you of his kid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he won't never let him. Me, lost the lead.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm good, just like that. From the trap to the church to the hood and right back.
Yeah,
understood, just like that. They want real, I got real. Big old facts, big old facts.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'ma keep it real, I'ma go there. Fame into your city, I'ma go there. When it's about the kingdom, I say, oh yeah. I say. Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, had to leave them, they was chasing after ice. I done seen friends lose it over dice. I done seen friends take another life. Diamond chain, it can never heal your pain. Clean the strip, it can never wipe the stain. Up in my brain, I just think about his name, yeah. I counted lost everything I did attain, yeah. Yo, I done lost friends chasing after Christ.
A lot of things can change when you get serious about God. The truth is, you can't love this world to love God. So I gotta break up with your world. Maybe we'll get back together one day.
I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, God should never be, yeah. You know what they say, you know what they say. Every bad thing must come to an end. Breaking up with the world, cause you not my friend. I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, God should never be, yeah. Got nowhere to go, I guess I'm going home.
I pray for a new fellowship to come about. Every day, just no friends, an empty house. Phone dry, yeah, nobody wanna hit me up. But I remember vividly, they pour my liquor in my cup. Yeah, Get on my level. In the club feeling good when we rolling with devils. But I'm rolling with the Lord, John lines in the sand. And I be preaching all this word, so they mad at me, man. Yo, I don't wanna be your friend, I don't wanna be your friend. Got me caught up in this shit, got me battling with this. What I'm gonna do with this? I am fresh up off the pen. Yeah, I had to make a switch, but I am just a little kid, yeah. So many years of a life that was void of Jesus Christ. Got me wanting what I want, like 20 years of a mindset riddled by the fall. I am going through withdrawals, oh well. I'm the one to sing, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, no, I should never be, yeah. You know what they say, you know what they say. Every bad thing must come to an end. Breaking up with the world, cause you not my friend. I'm new on the scene, yeah. I'm way out your league, yeah. A friend of the world, that should never be, yeah. Got nowhere to go, I guess I'm going home.
Yes.
Maserati go crazy.
So, Christian Hip Hop Now, The Breakup, featuring Woz Meech. Woz Meech. And let's do Proverbs 3:7. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. That's kind of tough, man. Because we live in a world now that self-help, self-advice, self-guidance, self-mentoring, and really being a guru of sort kind of gets people going in a sense. And I feel like this. This is how I feel. I feel like if you look to God, man, you won't have to worry about going after yourself and your wisdom. Because if you fear the Lord and turn away from evil, fearing the Lord, if you ever read Proverbs, is the beginning of wisdom and understanding. Fearing Him. So when we are going on our own wisdom, we are fools. And God hate the proud, man. And it's hard for me sometimes, man. Like I said before, I had to stop my yearly reading of the Bible because I was like 20 weeks behind. But the one thing I realized is that I need to start back. But I need to do it in a way where I don't get behind. But I can't beat myself up because things like that happen all the time. But that's the whole thing, because the pride, man, and I'm reading C.S. Lewis now. He said pride is the worst sin ever. Pride. And God hates the proud. And I think that gaining on our own wisdom, in fact, sees that we're our pride. And that is the downfall of man. So do not lean on your own wisdom, but learn to fear God so you can step away from evil. I think that's something that is awesome. And like I said before, we have done a year, 52 weeks. I'm glad for that, but we still got a long way to go. So Jay Paul sings Let Me. I just feel like this is something that is going to be bigger and better. So thank y'all for tuning in to Christian Hip Hop Now. Jay Paul sings Let Me. Let's go.
I wish that I could find the right words to speak. Cause lately we've been finding that we can't agree. You say I'm stubborn, I storm how we suffer. How do we recover? Girl, you're my true lover. Been trying to get it right for about a week. The situation's pulling at my inner peace. I can't sleep so hard, I can't leave ya. It's making me weak just to think of you grieving. Now I gotta get right with love, get right with us. This stress is too much, baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do? Trying to get right with you.
Cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines. The
picture ain't the same. Girl, if you ain't in the frame, the sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 And I wish that I could take it back to last week, when I said a couple things that I ain't even mean. I lost control, yeah,
yeah,
you know how it goes. When we
when
go
we,
blow for blow, then we
then
go toe to toe.
When we
trying to heal the wounds from gun too deep.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause the dagger did damage to you and me, baby,
baby.
Got me trying to take cover, but I'm feeling this hunger. You're touching no other. I'm just trying to get under you.
Now I gotta get right with love. Get right with us.
This stress is too much. Baby girl, I need your touch. I would not be the same without you. Tell me, what can I do? Trying to get right with you.
Cause we've been here a few times, throwing shade and crossing all the lines. Picture ain't the same, girl, if you ain't in the frame. The sun just don't exist without your smile. So let me make it up to you.
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 Let me make it up to you, girl.
Entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us bring the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop, and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.